Hello, welcome everyone. This is Dr. Betsy Lavin, and I am your host for this virtual Clarity Summit. This is a special event for Christian life coaches who are ready to create a thriving practice. I am so glad you are here today, and I pray that our message will bring clarity to some of the challenges and questions that you've been struggling with in your practice. Have you just noticed just how popular life coaching has become? We're so blessed to be in a culture where more and more people are really seeking life coaches out. And so we as coaches need to be ready to respond with a clear understanding of just what it takes to what it means to be a Christian life coach. Common questions that our clients are asking are, what kind of training does it take to become a life coach? What does it mean to be certified? To help us get a clear understanding of how to answer those types of questions is our expert speaker, Linda Hedberg. Linda is the author of The Complete Guide to Christian Coach Training, a unique and invaluable resource that features top professional Christian coach training programs and helps Christians make effective decisions about entering the profession and choosing a training program. As an ICF credentialed coach, she serves as coach and mentor to aspiring and new Christian coaches and offers resources, services, and articles at www.christiancoachingresources.com. She is the presenter for the regularly scheduled Christian Coaches Network International Teleseminar called Becoming a Coach, What You Want to Know. Since her initial coach training in 2003, Linda has received certifications from three top Christian coach training programs and has established a life and leadership coaching practice called Life Stories Coaching LLC. Welcome, Linda.
Oh, thanks, Betsy. It's good to be here.
Thank you. Anything else you want to share about yourself before we dive in today?
Oh, well, I was just thinking it's great to finally meet you and be working with you since we kind of are in the same neighborhood here in Minnesota.
It is. It's so funny because a lot of our speakers have been all around the United States. And so finally, I get to share, our beautiful right now as we're speaking, the snowflakes are gently falling outside the window. And, it's beautiful here. And sometimes we just take it for granted. So for those of you that don't have that snow, well, that's too bad. We're enjoying it.
We're enjoying it with our full coats and winter gear.
Yes, exactly, and shovels.
Yeah.
All right. Well, your title today, Linda, is Empowering Impact with Coach Training, Credentials, and Professional Development. I love your title. As the author of The Complete Guide to Christian Coach Training, what is it or what do Christian coaches need help clarifying?
Oh, well, thanks, Betsy. I'm excited to help our audience gain clarity on the coach training credentials and professional development that's available to them. In all areas that the speakers are sharing about here during this Clarity Summit, lack of clarity can hold people back, and that is certainly true for the areas of training, credentialing, and professional development. Often it's the things we don't know about that, or that we're unclear on, that become intimidating as they grow insecurities and fears in our hearts and minds. And I do find that people have a lot of questions about training. They want to know what's available, and credentialing, it can be confusing, and, professional development. We want our clients to grow. How can we keep growing ourselves?
That's true.
So I want to clarify some things today, and I want to make sure that everyone listening knows professional training and development opportunities are available, and I want to make sure our listeners understand credentialing options so each one can take their options to God in prayer and make the right decisions for themselves. Mm-hmm. And like you, Betsy, I love resourcing aspiring and new Christian coaches. And some on the line or are listening today are new, and you may not know a thing about coach training. And some who are listening have looked on the web and found training and credentialing confusing. And some of our listeners may be taking, or they have already taken, excellent coach training, and they'd like to know some options for further professional development. So our listeners have done research. It isn't always easy to decipher the information on these topics that is out there on the web. you know, different people give different and sometimes conflicting information, and sometimes the information leads to misconceptions, and sometimes it's sadly outright misleading. So, you know, an example of conflicting and confusing information is really the discussion, the marketing, and the advice about certification, credentialing of coaches, and accreditation of schools. And I've posted periodically at my blog stories of people who have contacted me with great disappointment, coaches who are really disappointed, and it grieves my heart when Christian coaches contact me after putting time and money into coach training, thinking it will get them credentials that it will not, and then they have to consider whether they're going to start all over again with some different training and maybe pay even more money and invest even more time to get the credentials that they want. You know, unfortunately, it happens that people start thinking about coach training, they get on one track and they don't learn options and they make plans and proceed, and sometimes based on this limited or misunderstood or misleading information. You know, I just don't want that to happen to any of our listeners.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I want to answer questions and very possibly save some money, some time, and some heartache, and I want our listeners to learn options so that you, as a believer in Christ, can bring your options to God in prayer. You know, no one can tell you what the right choices are for you and the right decisions are about this stuff. Just no one can tell you. You have to learn for yourself, and only by discernment in prayer can you determine the unique path that God is calling you to. And Betsy, I just want people to be able to pray with knowledge of the options available so that they can bring those options to God in prayer and make decisions about training and credentials that are uniquely right for what God is calling each one to do.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what great wisdom, because I think that's something that everyone comes with, is where do I go and how much do I need, and is it really enough? So, Linda, how can training bring clarity and contribute to success?
Well, that's a great question, Betsy. You know, as coaches, we want to provide the best services we can to our clients. And training can certainly be key to offering the best that we can. You know, as coaches, we value learning. And just like we want our clients to keep learning and, you know, keep learning in their professions, we need to consider the role of training and professional development in our own learning. You know, we need to be in integrity and live what we believe and say is important. And so learning and training can be a part of that, you know, part of being integrity, of walking our talk. When we know or sense that we are out of integrity, you know, that can affect what we can personally offer our clients. You know, it can affect our success. With training and credentials, we can strengthen our confidence and add to our expertise. And we can become even better than we are by improving our knowledge and our skills and growing the ways that we can bless our clients. You know, as coaches, you know, likely we are naturally are great at helping people. So excellent coach training helps us grow our natural skills even further. So we likely have natural skills, just like, you know, with any other profession, we have this kind of natural tendency as coaches to be coaches, be helpful, and we have these natural skills. But in addition to natural skills, you have areas that you can grow in, and training can help you improve, again, be better at what you do. So coach training, credentials, and professional development can actually add to your saleability, the ability that you have to sell yourself confidently. It can add to that. It can add to your credibility and to your bio. But I think what really matters, Betsy, is God's direction to each one of us, you know, individually. You know, we each live according to God's lead in our lives, and God can lead towards training. And if he's leading in that way for you, then, of course, that will be an essential part of success.
That's an excellent point. And it just seems like there's so much training available that it's hard to decipher which is the right one, you know, and we're constantly being bartered with that. So,
yeah.
So what kind of training is available?
Yeah. Well, that is a good question. There is a lot out there, a lot of training out there. You know, and like I just said, I mean, bottom line is the training that God's leading you to ultimately is going to be the best training for you. So, you know, the bottom line encouragement that I have is that, you know, you just really pray that through and that you really do, you know, kind of take your options to God in prayer and figure that out and match it up to, with what God has for you. But to answer your question about the kind of training that I encourage people to take a look at, I encourage professional life coaches to consider the kind of coach training that teaches according to a professional definition of coaching that includes training on professional core competencies. Now, if you've read Gary R. Collins' book called Christian Coaching, Helping Others Turn Potential into Reality, or if you've read Tony Stolzfus's work, books like Leadership Coaching, The Discipline, Skills, and Heart of a Christian Coach, you know, if you've read those books and you really resonate with their work, this is the type of coaching and coach training that I'm referring to. So, for example, in Gary Collins' book, his definition of coaching is the art and practice of enabling individuals and groups to move from where they are to where they want to be. Now, if that describes the type of coaching you do, the type of coaching you aspire to do and want to do, you know, the kind of training I'm referring to today supports that type of coaching. Now, I've mentioned that the coaching profession has established core competencies, standards, and ethical practices. The source of these standards is the International Coach Federation, which is the largest association of professional coaches from around the world. It's the professional coaching association that's been around the longest and has organized this new profession of life coaching since the 1990s. ICF defines coaching as partnering with clients in a thought-provoking and creative process that inspires them to maximize their personal and professional potential. So again, if this describes the coaching that you do, the kind of training I'm referring to today supports that type of coaching. So I encourage all professional coaches to be familiar with the ICF on the web at coachfederation.org. The Christian Coaches Network International, found at christiancoaches.com, is the professional association of Christian coaches that has been around since the late 1990s. CCNI is in agreement with the ICF definition of coaching and further defines professional Christian coaching like this. Christian coaching is a professional relationship focused on empowering a person or a group to effect change, create new awareness, and move into action and step into abundant Christian life in business and in personal areas. So again, if you're resonating with these definitions of coaching, there is accredited training available, and there are professional credentialing paths available for you to take. Coach training teaches a distinct approach to conversations. Even if you already have good conversational helping skills, you would learn more about listening and questioning and encouraging. You'll learn about theories of development, of learning and of change, and methodologies for conversation that bring high impact results. Once you've taken an intro to coach training class, you know, foundational coaching or essentials of coaching or coaching one-on-one, just a basic introductory coach training class, you'll take advanced skills training and training specifically on things like ethics in coaching. And you might want to take niche-specific training that applies a coaching approach specifically within a particular niche market, like leadership or parenting or ministry, relationship, grief, missions, etc. Betsy, excellent coach training will be robust. It will challenge coaches and coach types to learn and practice things that they didn't already know or do and help you bring new gifts to your clients, to your potential clients.
And that's so true, babe. We just have to keep learning and not just assume that
the coaching questions that may become natural to us really aren't the most effective questions. And so for me, I love the training where I could just really know that these are the best conversations I can have. This is the best methodology for a conversation and that development. So thank you for sharing about that. It is important to not just go in and coach without structure. There should be some form of structure and methodology to the way that we coach. So I love you. Thank you for sharing that.
Yep.
So, Linda, what about accreditation and certification and credentialing? It's very confusing. And so is there a way that you can kind of help our guests today kind of decipher what each of those terms mean?
Yes, yeah, yeah. It can be really confusing. Anybody who thinks that, you're like in a crowd of people who agree with you on that for sure. Obviously, that's why I've written my book. It's why it's something that I just feel passionate about, because it's confusing and makes me it disturbs me. It concerns me when people kind of need to get this clarified, and it's just hard sometimes. So let's just start by defining terms. Okay, in the U.S., accreditation typically refers to schools. You know, so schools are accredited. And then certification and credentialing refers to individuals. So I have my certification, I have my credentials. Okay, so those terms get mixed up sometimes. So accreditation refers to schools, certification and credentialing refers to individuals. So there are some key things to know. And so it's very common to take training and to complete it and to receive a certificate from the program or school or vendor of the training. Well, it's really common. There's nothing intrinsically good or bad about that at all. It could be awesome training. It could be the training that really makes a difference in your life and ministry and work. Or it might not be. It might not be good training. But basically, when you walk away with a certification, what you're walking away with is you've been certified to have completed that training by the training program or the school itself. Okay. Sometimes a school or a program will call that a credential, but usually that's a certificate. Okay. Professional credentials are typically awarded by a third party. So when you think about professions in general and industries in general, you know, typically when there's a professional credential, it's awarded by a third party. And that's different from the training program that you take. A third party evaluates you in your training and your skills, and says that based on your competency that you've met qualifications for a professional credential. Okay, so if you want certification or if you want credentials, you know, you need to learn exactly what that is and make sure that you know what you want and that you are in fact pursuing what you want and making sure that you're taking the training to get exactly what you want. So for accreditation of schools or accreditation of a training program, if you're looking for that to have meaning, consider that consider accreditation by a third party or an organization that's not the school itself, you know, meaning that a third party has looked at that training and has evaluated it and according to some established standards. So if you want professional credentials and training that's accredited, the coaching industry gold standard third-party credentialer and accreditor is the ICF, which is, again, the International Coach Federation. You can find at coachfederation.org. So the ICF is not a coach training school. They are a large international organization of professional coaches that over the years has set standards and definitions of coaching for the profession, core coaching competencies, and they accredit training programs as an outside accrediting agency. They accredit training programs that teach these professional core coaching competencies. So if you pursue credentials with ICF, you'll be evaluated in several ways, including the ICF-approved training with curriculum that addresses 11 core coaching competencies, mentor coaching, coaching experience where you've coached yourself, and then skills assessment. There are three levels of ICF credentials, and for the first level of credentials, the training required is to be 60 hours of training. That's 80% live voice-to-voice training, so not audio or video recordings. And 10 hours of mentor coaching, which is like supervisory coaching, where you're, the mentor coaching is about your skills, your coaching skills, and as you work with clients. So 10 hours of mentor coaching with an ICF credential coach, and 100 hours of coaching experience, where you've coached a total of 100 hours, and you've documented that. You've been working with 8 different clients, and that documentation includes a coaching agreement with a signed coaching agreement with your clients. So that's a professional credential, and I just highlight that so that you can see kind of what the definitions of certification and credentials are. So if your vision includes wanting a professional credential, it may or may not be with a secular organization, which is the International Coach Federation is just a standard professional association. It's a secular, not a Christian organization. But if you want to have a professional credential in coaching that's awarded based on industry standards and includes a Christian faith-based evaluation, look at Christian Coaches Network International, because CCNI is the only place that you can get this type of professional third-party credential within a Christian context. CCNI's definitions and competencies and standards are aligned with ICF, but they also integrate faith-based requirements into the evaluation process. Your vision may include this type of credential instead of the ICF credential, or it may be in addition to the ICF credential. You know, it's really not uncommon at all for coaches to have more than one credential. You know, they have a certification from their school. They might have ICF credential. They might have other types of credentials or certification, including CCNI, for example. So, both the International Coach Federation and the Christian Coaches Network have further details at their website. So, again, for ICF, it's coachfederation.org, and for CCNI, it's christiancoaches.com.
That's really great detail, great advice to just go and search that out. That's so important, because I think most people don't know the difference between certification and credentialing, so you've made that very clear. Thank you. That's great.
Well, good. Good. You know, I've authored a book called The Complete Guide to Christian Coach Training, as you mentioned, Betsy. And, you know, I update it annually because it talks about initially about like a lot of the stuff that we're talking about today. But then it also, for the new 2016 edition, it features 16 of the top Christian Coach Training programs that are out there. Some of which have ICF-approved training available for people, and then some of which are just excellent programs that are not ICF-approved or accredited. But so as the author of that book, the most asked question, as you might imagine, that I hear from aspiring and new Christian coaches is, do I need certification? You know, what they mean is, do I need certification, credentialing, what do I need as far as that goes? And my answer is always, it depends on your situation. It depends on your vision. So knowing what you want to do, that will determine your need for certification or credentialing. Now, hopefully you've heard me say since the beginning of this conversation, really, that whether or not you pursue professional credentialing or choose an ICF-approved coach training program, it's unique to the vision that God's given you. So, the point is, what will support what you believe God wants you to do? Now, many of us know that here in the United States, there are no states right now that require life coaches to have a particular certification or credential or license, okay? You know, the history of most professions, if life coaching goes the same way as, you know, other professions, that really may be a reality in the future. And a lot of people don't know that one of the reasons that it is not currently a reality is because of the work that the International Coach Federation has done to help just the public and the policymakers to understand what coaching is. You know, we're not counselors, we're not healers, so we don't need, you know, therapy type of licenses, or at least that's what keeps us from needing those kinds of licenses in those states. And so hopefully we're practicing as coaches and not practicing as counselors or some other type of healers or therapists. But a lot of people don't know that the reason that right now we don't need licenses is because of work that the International Coach Federation has done to educate policymakers and to just really kind of try and hold that off. Now, in the future, you know, many people think that that's the direction that our profession will go. So I just want to point that out that, you know, as we all know right now, anybody can hang a shingle on the door and say that you're a coach. And, you know, anybody can be really, really good at coaching, or they may not be really good at coaching. But, you know, to say that we're a coach, we don't have to right now have, you know, these licenses or credentials. So I want to make that clear. I mean, it's certainly optional. You know, this is not something that, you know, when people ask, do I need certification or do I need credentials, that's kind of probably what they're thinking a lot of the time. It's like, oh, boy, you know, can I enter into the profession and not have training and not have credentials? Absolutely, yes, we can, because that's how it is right now. And that's how God has led many people into the profession. And certainly, you know, whether the training that you might consider, the credentials, the professional development that you might consider is going to be, again, based on your leading from God currently, not based on some law or regulation or something like that. So that may come down the road, and you might want to, you know, I think all of us should think about what if that does come down the road 5 years, 10 years from now, you know, at what level would we be prepared for something like that? And one way to do that is probably to take some of this coach training and to be aware of this credentialing, which is another reason why it's really important to me to kind of get that word out there and help people kind of think through some of those things. You know, what's the future here? Mm-hmm. So people ask that question, you know, like, do I need certification? Well, no, not according to regulations, but I say, you know, basically you need it based on the vision that God's given you. So I will share a personal story with you, and that is that several years ago, I actually had the largest contract I've ever had as a coach. It was several years ago. And when I, you know, applied for that contract, it was very important that I had taken ICF training, and so that was in my experience, that was very, very important to me. And so, and I'm one that certainly it's made a difference. The training that I took that was ICF accredited made a very significant difference in my business. And so so that's an example from me personally. So it really is the range, right? It really is the range of possibilities for what we might, how God might lead us. But my message is I think it's really important to be aware of the options so we can make really good choices, the best choices for our business path, for our ministry path, for what it is, the vision that God has for us. So, you know, before we get to the end of the conversation today, I want to talk a little bit more about professional development, Betsy. And just some other things about, like, okay, there's training available, there's credentials available. You know, just the idea of planning for ongoing professional development. you know, as entrepreneurs, it is so important for us to keep an eye on business and on entrepreneurial skills. That's really important. I mean, like, that's half the job, right? In order to be, if we want to, you know, if we want to actually, you know, create a business that's sustainable and profitable and all of that, it's just so important to pay attention to business development and entrepreneurial efforts and learn more and really engage more. And we do a lot of training in that area, and we know that there's a lot of that available. But, you know, there's also, again, this professional development track as well that I just encourage people to plan for. It's like, how do you keep yourself really at the top of your game, you know, to be the best coach you can be, and how do you continue to grow according to God's plan for the skills and blessings that He wants you to bring to your clients, and how do you grow? How do you continue to bless clients, you know, in excellence, according to the excellence that He's called you to? Well, you know, professional development is a part of that. So just like, again, in other professions that we've either been in or we know of, you know, it's just, you know, make a professional development plan for yourself. It's like, what class are you going to take next? Or what book are you going to read next? Or what conversation are you going to have next that really is about developing your coaching skills and maintaining them and growing them? So I just wanted to kind of throw out some ideas for how to pursue ongoing professional development. You know, I keep referring to this excellent coach training that's out there and available. You know, I don't mean to make it sound in this conversation like the only reason you would take training is because you want, you know, a certificate or a credential, because that is absolutely not true at all, right? There are classes out there that you might take that really help your coaching skills and grow your coaching skills, but, you know, you're not necessarily pursuing a certificate or credentials. That's fine. Find those classes. Sign up for them. You know, if you need help finding them, you can find them. Find great schools in my book that can help you, you know, give you a list of classes that you might be interested in along these lines. But you can find supplemental professional development training at the Christian Coaches Network International, for example. It is absolutely excellent. They have at least one thing, if not more than one thing a month, that if you're a member there, it's free training. You don't have to be a member to join the training, but you have to pay for it if you're not a member. So I just say become a member and you'll have access to some really good training, a lot of which is focused on coaching skills and professional development. And it's taught by a variety of leaders in Christian coach training and leaders in the Christian coaching industry, so you get various perspectives. So it's like, you know, it goes beyond like just one school. It's like a bunch of different schools, a bunch of, you know, leaders from a number of different schools. So I always like that. I always like the kind of the mix of perspectives and the mix of expertise that the different trainers and teachers have there. So say you've, you know, already taken some excellent coach training, and if so, you know, I encourage you to be involved in your alumni groups from that school. You know, typically schools will have, you know, an online, maybe a Facebook group or a LinkedIn group, or, you know, they have maybe monthly teleseminars or quarterly, you know, meetings or whatever that offer for ongoing professional development. So I encourage you to take advantage of those opportunities. You know, and in addition to, you know, learning basic coach training skills, like I mentioned, kind of those first introductory classes, I also referenced, you know, you once you do that, you know, you take advanced coaching skills, but you can also look for training that's specifically related to your niche or perhaps in a new niche area that God may be drawing your interest to. For example, me, I'm pretty sure the next class I'm going to take is a career coaching class, and it's I'm excited about it because it's one of the it's it, I, the person that is the in my opinion the lead Christian coach. I mean, Christian career coach trainer is teaching that class, for example. I'm not a career coach, but I know that if I take this class on career coaching and how to do that well, that when I'm life coaching or leadership coaching as my clients go through possibly career transition, that'll just help me have extra tools to help them with and extra perspectives to help them with. So I encourage you to take classes and maybe in other niches that interest you, even if it isn't necessarily your niche, but it can support your niche.
That's so, really good advice. That's so true. I find myself doing that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So helpful.
Yeah. I always encourage coaches to connect with other coaches. You know, a lot of times we work from home, we're isolated, you know, and really scripture just encourages us to be in community. And so we have to intentionally, you know, reach out and connect with people live, in person for coffee. Betsy, I hope you and I can do that sometime soon here in Minnesota, but reach out and meet with people live, but also virtually. As well, you know, just if, you know, call someone up and, or, you know, make an appointment with someone, you know, where you're actually having a conversation and where the idea of the whole thing is learning from that person and then sharing what you know and your experience, maybe your niche or the training that you've taken that you can share at, or the last, you know, coaching book that you've read. You know, I just encourage you to reach out and connect with other coaches. It's biblical. It's so important, really, to our growth. And so, like I said, I mean, learning to help to develop a business and to thrive as an entrepreneur, that is just so important. But it's also important to develop your core coaching skills and services by connecting with other professional coaches and learning with them and from them. And for professional development, when you can connect with other coaches and share and learn from them and each other on topics of coaching, and coaching skills and coaching practices and coaching methodologies, that, you know, that's just such a good thing. So whether you're a parenting coach, a career coach, a grief coach, a ministry coach, a leadership coach, a relationship coach, whatever, you know, whatever niche you serve, there is training and professional development available to you that can help enhance your skills and empower you to provide the best services possible to the clients God has for you to bless with your gifts and your heart and to fulfill the calling and vision that God has put before you.
Oh, that is so beautiful. It is so true. Oh, we're called to this mission of coaching, and so we should be just empowered by that and those gifts and to just get out there and use them, but really to just really, again, honor Him by knowing what your vision is. Keep training, keep learning. I, for one, I love the Christian Coaching Network International classes. I have learned so much from them. And, like, I totally agree. They are such a variety of different teachers that come through there. And I love all of their messages and their masterminds. And it's just really great. And I think you're going to just mention here, too, that what I will do is I will put the CCNI and the ICF website or their link on our Facebook. That is goes for all the guests that are can go to the Facebook. So they have that there for them if they need to find out more about where to get some of that training. But that's awesome. So
that's great.
Well, Linda, I know that you have a fantastic gift bag for all of our guests today. So I am excited for you to share about what you are willing to offer today.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks, Betsy. Yeah, I did. I put together a gift bag for our guests with several items from my Christian Coaching Resources Library that includes several supports to our topic today. So there's an audio from me called Advice for New Coaches, 10 Things to Know. There's a list for setting a foundation for a coaching business called My Successful Coaching Business or Ministry Checklist. And then for professional development, the Christian Coaches Network International added a coupon to the bag for 10% off an annual membership. And that's exactly what you were just referring to, Betsy. I'm so glad that you gave them a little extra boost here, because that's 10% off an annual membership is exciting. And so also with that, I have professional development. Along the lines of professional development, I've included a resource list of books and media of interest to aspiring and new Christian coaches. And included in the books I referenced are the books that I referenced today.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's there is a 50% off coupon for my book, The Complete Guide to Christian Coach Training. So it really is just a gift bag stuffed with things that support what we've talked about today. And I just would love people to go ahead and take advantage of that.
All right. So where will they go to get that?
Sure. Go to my website at christiancoachingresources.com. And so I'll give it to you slowly so people can write it down. It's christiancoachingresources.com/clarity-summit-participants. So christiancoachingresources.com/clarity-summit-participants.
Great. And they should be able to have that link, should be right there beside, too, in our recording. When they go back and look at it, they'll see that link there as well. So
that's great. Thanks.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I am so thankful that you're here today. So as we wrap up, what message do you want our coaches to walk away with today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I want all on the call to walk away with inspiration, to be informed and aware of the training, credentialing, and professional development that's available to them, so they can consider their options with God in prayer and ultimately make decisions that are uniquely right for them and that will best support and empower the unique vision God has called each one to.
That's awesome. Thank you. Well, I'm so grateful that you were able to step out of your busy practice, which I know it's hard, but I know you have a passion to help coaches. And so I just thank you for sharing your message on how to get clear on some training programs and certifications and credentialing. But I'd also want to say, as we close, on behalf of myself and our guests, Linda, I know we just pray that God will continue to bless your ministry and your work, and to just make sure that we just pray for you too, that you keep that heart filled with such empowerment for helping other life coaches, to give you thanks for that.
Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you everyone for joining us today. Have a blessed day. Thank you.